Oh.
1 second. He says that this distinction is only in, I'm not sure exactly how this works, but he says this distinction is only in the powers which are called Shadim specifically, because there's Shadim and Lilin and Ruchin. The Shadim have this distinction, the Lilin and the Ruchin do not, but I don't know why there's such a difference. Not sure exactly why. And anyway, it goes on and says that the Ruchin and Shadim and Lilin represent the three middle the three spheros which are in the middle. You know, in the ten spheros there are three spheros in the middle, which are Tiferet, Yesod, and Malchus.
Yes.
So Tiferet is the middle midah between Chesed and Gevurah. Yesod is the middle midah between Netzach and Hod.
Yes.
And Malchus is the lowest one to which everything goes. And he says that together they you have, as he said, they're male and female demons, and they give birth to male and female demons, and
are they like insects?
Sorry?
Are they like insects?
No, because they're spiritual.
No, I'm saying whether they reproduce rapidly.
It's not, I don't know. He doesn't say.
So they mate like humans?
They mate like, it seems that they have some form of mating. I don't know if it's like a human mate. Because their body is obviously not the same thing. I doubt it.
I'm
sorry?
They make on the ground, like it's the brachas. Like you can put dirt on the ground, see if they step on the ground and make a print.
Yeah, that's to see their, how they're, to see the traces of them. But that's
yeah.
What you can see.
Right.
Is it?
Yeah.
You spoke about humans being shaman. So is it above a ma'aser when they say Hitler could have been a shade? Like, is that above ma'aser?
Yeah, it's above ma'aser.
Also,
yeah.
That Hitler was a shade.
Do you mean that's actually true?
No, it's not true.
That was above ma'aser?
Yeah.
I was reading some Hasidic works where they're talking about how a guy meets a girl, they get together, and then he has a child, apparently she's a demon, and he's a demon child. Ever hear these stories?
No.
I've heard these stories.
That's all really odd.
Yeah. Why do you think they're true?
I heard a story like that. A guy was talking about this chassan had to marry this demon and they had to marry
this
demon.
What?
Yeah, I know. That's the lower one, not the intellect. Okay, so I think that that's enough from this to see how shade him. He has...
What's the purpose of the whole sefer he wrote? It's a big book.
Because it's real.
So what's the purpose of it?
Dun.
What's the purpose of the book?
I think it's more
no, it's about the Jewish thought. It's to explain these issues.
What's he trying to? He's trying to rationalize them, or
he's
trying
to give them an understanding on to people who are interested, obviously. Actually, he says about these three groups in Dor HaPlugah, there were three groups. He says there were those who wanted to wage battle with Hashem. There were those who wanted to go up and sit at the top of the tower. And they denied that there was a God, because they said there's nobody sitting there right now, we're going to go sit. There's those who said we're going to go up and fight. And that corresponds to the Yetzer Hara. He says the Keter of the Yetzer Hara, because they wanted to take over the crown of Hashem, and then there was the third group. he says the third group is. He doesn't say this. I mean, he must say it somewhere. He speaks a great length about that, but we'll leave
back
that
back in that time, that's not such a silly idea, right? That they actually thought they could take out Hashem, like, so to speak.
No, because they hear Hashem has to play by the rules. That's what we said.
Ah,
excuse me.
Okay, and the thing that the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch says is like your children will die young. You know, if you do the thing you're not supposed to do.
What's the thing you're not supposed to do?
Ah, very good.
So
it seems like Rav Sachstein is not as bad as it sounds. I mean, like, no, you should do it, but there's a tikkun for it. Like,
it's not everybody. So obviously, you only zoche the tikkun if you actually have that. The kedusha, which is then misakin it. In other words, Yosef was zoche to a tikkun and what happened. It's not so simple.
Gotcha.
What?
But it's still as bad as the Kitzur said.
What?
It's still as bad as the Kitzur said.
You know. Oh, so it's there about Sol, obviously, is a bad thing.
It says the worst thing in the Torah, in the Kitzur.
The Moshe Feinstein, being a very rational Ritzvach, says that it's not as bad as the Chassidish Sfarim make it out to be, because otherwise it would be explicit prohibition in the Torah. It's not one of the 613 mitzvahs.
It's
hidden
in the Torah, Rabbi. I have to look for it to find it.
Right.
Explicit.
Right.
But I'm saying,
but murder is not hidden in the Torah, right?
But it's not bad, Rabbi. This is one person. No, I mean, like, one person is like million souls.
How do you mean?
Murder is much worse than Hosea Zerubbabel.
Actually, there's no one to come from murder, so.
So murder. Look
at what's wrong.
This is how I say it. Like 3 wars, 3 battles, 80 people
that
will die.
What's
the big deal? The Jews, you know? No,
it's
shocking.
Does that we all give
this
comic relief in all this?
Yes.
That's why he's the customer service guy.
Murder is worse than a Hosea Zerubbabel.
How can that be? He said Lashon Hara.
How can you say otherwise?
Lashon Hara, you can kill people.
Lashon Hara is not as bad as murder.
What do you mean? What?
Says murder is worse than Lashon Hara.
It
is worse than Lashon Hara. It is much worse to murder somebody than to speak
Lashon
Hara.
What,
just
go to jail?
No. Because it's a guy of Misa.
So what? It's
a
Tara, so what?
It's a
car. Plus, you need the witnesses.
You need
the warning. Rabbi, you need
the warning. Can I record just him?
Being chai misa is the ultimate crime, right? It includes and goes further than being chai of kareis.
How would that be?
The Shabbos.
Because that's a death penalty.
No, it's on death. That's also your sin.
What?
Can't
you get over the death? What about
right?
The light of a
fire?
But you want your atonement has to be with tshuva, otherwise you have
to. Right. So by that we speak to keep the rest of me, and I feel like I'm sorry, you know.
Then that's good. But I'm saying it's a worse crime which you committed than Lashon Hara. It's very important to know when Chazal say Lashon Hara is worse than murder, they don't mean it literally.
They mean
it figuratively. They say in a certain aspect it's worse than murder.
Oh.
It's not really worse than murder. When it says it's better for a person to jump into a fiery furnace than to embarrass somebody in public, right? It doesn't mean it's supposed to jump in the furnace.
Oh! What about you? What about Tamar? What about Tamar?
She was going to do it. Has other negative spiritual ramifications, but it's not that it's that Avera itself is worse than murder.
But Shabbos.
No, Chil Shabbos is much worse.
It's much worse.
Than murder?
Yeah. Wow. Chil Shabbos is worse than murder.
What about like the light of a
crime? It's not. By the way, it's not so simple, because although Chil Shabbos is worse than murder in the sense that we stone you, on the other hand, only by a murderer is there a specific mitzvah to kill him no matter what. In other words, if you can't kill him with the death penalty he's supposed to get,
you
kill him some other way.
Right?
Whatever you can do. Because it says, V'yarta rami kerbecha, the only other which it says, eradicate the evil from your midst, is by murder. Because murder is considered the ultimate crime. So Shabbos, in a certain way, is more severe. But murder is actually considered to be the most reprehensible, wicked crime which exists.
So what about what do you have around the Kaaba? The Kaaba Yashar.
You just saying find that hard to believe.
Yeah, because in Makos it says
you understand. Listen.
Two Warners,
Ariel.
And maybe you could kill
them. Ariel.
3 seconds,
you know, you could take them. Human beings, most people, have common sense. Before you would have read, what you read or somebody have told you, would you ever have dreamt that Chosar Zerav HaTol is worse than murder? No, it makes no sense, right?
Right.
Right. It doesn't make sense because it's not true.
No,
but
I thought
it was...
Okay.
What about the Light of Ephraim,
the Kaaba Yashar? Light of Ephraim is a very dangerous book.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Because the Light of Ephraim is an English book on the issue of Hatzot Zerav HaTorah.
Light of Ephraim?
Should we read it?
Light of Ephraim.
What?
If you read it, you have to take it with a grain of salt, because it's very... again, it has this focus that Hatzot Zerav HaTorah is worse than murder.
Why
make this big
emphasis
like
that's so bad? Scare people, you know...
But why does it make such a big emphasis?
Yeah,
because it's considered to be a very reprehensible thing.
Okay, but what is the source of it in the Tanakh? It's
Aaron Onan in Sefer Bereishit.
Yeah. Okay, so
Aaron Onan.
The fact that
Yehuda's children, they were the ones. Yeah.
Do you think it's actually a second way, though? If you were to compare everything to murder, either everything is really bad or murder is not such a bad thing to do. I mean, like, if everything is being used, if murder is the meter stick by which you measure everything, and everything is compared to it, then it must not be such a bad thing to do. That's what happens.
Why?
That's a good point, too.
What?
I don't understand the point.
You don't think so?
I don't understand it.
When you use murder as a meter stick for something...
Murder is at the top of the pyramid. That's right. The worst, yeah.
But when you use other things, you say this is bad, that's bad, this is worse. Right. You're creating an environment where you can take it one way. One
of the ways to take it is that murder is not so bad.
I mean, well, that's yeah, that's true. Take it literally. That's if you
take
it
completely literally and you don't really consider it. I mean,
why did
they use like this as the measuring stick as the, for comparison? What else would you like to use?
They just say really bad.
They could, but usually people like to anchor their definition of bad in something which they know is bad. In other words, bad is a very ambiguous term. Murder is clearly bad. You want to sound bad. So that's why they anchor things in murder, because that's a point of reference of what is considered to be truly wicked.
What about all the little kiddies in Shemayim? They say come out and like come and start like, you know.
It's not good to be both these terrible about that. It's a bad thing,
right.
But it's not like murder.
Right. Okay.
When they will be far more punished for murder than you punished for terrible about that.
What about Kilibayas and what is it then?
Gilarias and Avodah Zarah are also very bad.
Is that part of Gilarias? No,
it's not part of Gilarias.
What is
Gilarias? Is to have relations with a woman who's forbidden to you.
Well, that's like
worse.
That's what's in the cover. Like
what?
Always. It's always going to be this pretty much that.
That's Gilarias.
Like,
yeah.
Right. You're still a man to man. That's
yeah. Whatever.
Okay.
Same idea.
Oh my God. Ew.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
There are other Lashonis in Chumash.
Only by murder.
Only by murder?
Really? Eradicate the Ephraim myth is only by murder.
Sin Dvarim, I think.
Yeah.
If, like, for example, someone got a little drunk and lied with a married lady, why can't he go into bed?
Like any what?
Why can't he go to bed and just admit what he did wrong? Why would they kill him? Like,
they wouldn't kill him.
They wouldn't kill him.
Just feel bad.
They wouldn't kill him if he was drunk.
Okay, let's say he's not drunk. He feels bad for him.
So what?
They kill him.
Why do they kill him if he feels bad? Because there needs to be social norms and deterrence.
Can he do what it says in Orchus Tzadikim, where he goes around for 2 years and like rolls in snow and says,
we
I
should do all that,
and, yeah.
And then if we catch him, we'll kill him anyway. That's a form of tuba. Ben Nida?
Yeah.
He had good midos. He worked on his midos.
Question. No, how
do
you not do that?
What?
How do you
have good midos? Yeah. I feel that this week the shiur has descended to new levels of of absurdity. I hope next week we get back on track.
You ever heard the Kol HaTorah?
The what?
Kol HaTorah. It's Rabbi Eli Monk.
I'm familiar with it. I haven't read it in 50 years.
So on the parsha of Aaron Onan, right? He says like why they died, and he brings a commentary, and he says it's a very bad sin what they did, and it speaks about the Gemara Nida, and it says only this, but in the parenthesis, and he makes a big explanation, not to be confused with masturbation for some reason. Like he says, there's like a separateness. He says what they did, what that Gemara talks about is X, and not Y.
I don't know why he feels.
I don't know. He's like, that's what the Gemara is talking about is referring to that sin and not.
I don't know. I don't think there's any distinction.
That's it. Okay.
That's the shame?
Yeah.
So there's a Gemara in Shabbat. Gemara in Shabbat says that if somebody sleeps in a house alone, then he is seized by lizards.
Oh my.
So that.
This is a dawn fly.
What?
Dorm rooms.
No.
You're
it also doesn't apply when you have a light on in the house.
Well, you're allowed to be in the
Utah.
Really? If someone wants to do it alone,
what?
Don't tell them,
Rabbi. Cook noon hours on the base.
151B.
Okay.
Right now?
Okay. So, Rav Tzadok says, that the Tzadok says that this is because that means that he'll have an emission. There's a danger when a person by himself is going to have an emission, and the reason why this is so is because there is a spirit which he calls Lilith here, or which is called by the Gemara, a spirit of znus in the world, a spirit of improper sexual behavior, and this power comes, this desire can penetrate a person when he's sleeping more than when he's awake. Now, this is before the age of pornography. So therefore, when a person was awake, they really did not, the person's thoughts would not stray as often or be directed as often into these areas of fantasy or imagination. Nowadays, Baruch Hashem, awake, asleep, it doesn't matter anymore. But once upon a time, this power of desire, which is a spiritual force in the world, and according to Reb Tzadok, the demons, even though they might come from or according to the Sfarnu, we said way back when that they come from the body, the neshamas of dead people, wherever they come from, they are a spiritual force. And this spiritual force is a spiritual force which leads a person to have desires.
According to Rambam.
What? According to Rambam, they're also forces. It's just they're not the same kind of spiritual forces. In other words, they don't propagate, they don't have actual, you know, children or whatever, but they're also forces.
Just inclinations.
Sorry?
Just inclinations,
yeah. But that's a very small difference. It's a very small difference between the spiritual force, which I call a shade, and a spiritual force, which is given the metaphor of a shade. That's the whole difference. That's what I was saying. The spiritual force, I call a shade, and the Rambam says a spiritual force which has a metaphor of being a shade. But that's the difference. That's all. Okay? And this is and the Rambam would also concede a human being's defensive are his normal intellect. Well, the Rambam himself says, what saves a person from a tzadzel matolah? Torah, learning Torah. So when a person's awake and learning, so that saves a person from that type of thought. When a person's asleep and he's not learning and his intellect is down, so then, the fantasy and imagery rises up and takes the place of his consciousness, or his seat grabs all his consciousness, and then a person is much more likely to have these types of illicit dreams or illicit inclinations and desires and come to such an emission.
So what is...
Yeah.
Is there a prohibition against women masturbating?
No.
Why not?
Rabbi,
I've
learned
that
yes.
Yeah,
well,
so
Tali
also
said
something like, they also create demons for somewhere, I don't know.
Yes,
where.
We learned that they create demons.
Why
not?
Rabbi,
I really don't
understand
it's,
why.
It's, there's halacha, and there's kedusha. Halachically, there's no prohibition. Is it a holy thing to do? No, it's not a holy
well,
thing.
Well,
she's
in the first place, I mean, come on, she's a woman.
I don't think any one of us males should attempt to assume that we understand women.
What, that was a crazy?
In their own special way.
Anyway.
Like,
leave him alone or somebody else. Why does that make a difference?
He's going to explain. He said that... So this desire comes to a person when he's not able to overcome with his intellect, and this is more likely to happen to a person by himself, because in truth, a Jewish person always has Kedusha surrounding him. He has like an invisible force field of Kedusha, because every Jew comes from a holy place, and all in the depths of his thought, he's really a holy person, and these things are just things which have penetrated his being from the outside. So one person is a certain level of Kedusha, and that's more susceptible. But when you have two Jews together, then there's greater Kedusha. That's why it says in Brachas, when two people are learning together, the two people learning Torah, their words are written down. One person learning Torah, it says Shechina Kenegda. The Shechina is opposite him. Two people learning Torah, the words are written down. So it doesn't mean that words are written down. It means they make more of an impression. In other words, writing is more of an impression than speaking. So too, when two people learn Torah, in Shamayim, it makes more of an impression. Why? Because the holiness of two people is compounded. It's not just one plus one. It's a new concept of two. You know, the Maharal holds the Ikar Mitzvah of the Limud Torah is in two people. If you learn Torah by yourself, going to the Maharal, you're not really Yotzei Mitzvah Talmud Torah.
Whoa.
Okay?
Again?
If you learn by yourself, it seems from the Maharal, you're not really Yotzei Mitzvah Talmud Torah. Yeah, the Kiddush.
That's
right?
The Maharal's
yeah.
But
the point is that's a higher, the product doesn't necessarily agree with the Maharal, but it is a higher level of learning. Okay?
Maybe he's wrong, no?
The Maharal?
I don't know that alone, so...
You're not supposed to learn necessarily to get the mitzvah. You're supposed to learn to make yourself a better person, a bigger Talmid Chacham. So if a person learns better by himself, so then that's okay. Hi, you're not learning out loud. And some many poskim holding out your mitzvah Talmid Chacham don't let you learn out loud.
Really?
Yeah, many poskim.
I
don't remember if Rabbi holds that way.
You have to study that.
But it probably does, because the Mechaber holds that way. The Mechaber holds.
You're
reading
an English book?
What?
You're reading a book. Why are you
going
to read out loud?
You have to read out loud. I don't want to get Mr. Thomas Tuttle.
So just voice
it. There's a license. No, there's another. It says, it says, Vagista bo yaman bo laila. You should think to it all the time.
Yeah, but that's not the same thing.
Yeah, it's not the same thing, but so what?
Terrible.
Why is it terrible?
It is terrible.
No,
it's
a lot of people
don't read
books.
Book.
The degree of difficulty is not greater.
It's better.
What?
Because now the degree of difficulty is greater.
What, to read?
To read
out loud. Then to read silently. And to read out loud with another person than to do it alone.
It's better math to read that.
Fine, so don't read it. So read it to yourself. Again, we don't learn because we want to get the mitzvah. We learn because we want to grow in our relationship with Hashem.
So why make the meters together? If you read it, it's better.
What?
So why is it? If
there
you read it,
I'm not getting
it.
Are you on
the
same page?
If I'm reading
it
in order to become better and close to Hashem, why is there a meter stick? How I do it?
Why is there what?
A meter stick. If you do X, it's better. If you do Y, it's better. If you do X, Y, Z, it's better.
Because it makes more of an impression, it makes more of a connection.
So are you
I go back and forth. Whatever's more convenient. So therefore, when two people are together, the shadim can't have an influence. And the bad thoughts also cannot extend. Since if you have two people sleeping in the same room, then there's going to be less of a potential with either one of them having bad dreams, maybe mostly Zerul Vatola. Why? because when the two come together, he says, the holiness and the holiness seek each other out. Somebody said it's like electricity. Who said that? Like electric charge, and then put Kedusha into the entire area around them. And since they have put Kedusha into the entire area around them, there's no way for those spirits which can produce negative results to take effect. And this is something which Reb Tzedek says interchangeably spiritual. He says it's mystical, but there's probably some rational aspect to it too. You know, every country has its own atmosphere, its own spirituality. Right? Then I mentioned this, I think, several times, right? Mm-hmm. Right? In Lithuania, people are cold and intellectual. That's why they make Litvak there. In Russia, they're hot-blooded and temperamental. That's why they make Lubavitchers there. And in Yekas are methodical and dull. That's why they make Yekas there. Right?
Poland?
And, sorry? Poland also was Hasidic. You know, it was more hot-blooded, but more a little bit more intellectual than Russia. What?
Bukharians
is a very interesting breed. I'm not 100% sure how we define the atmosphere of Bukhara.
What about Samar?
Yeah.
That's
yeah. Samar is Hungarian.
How about Israel?
So Israel is supposed to be, the difference between America and Israel is that in America, you have all those different types coexisting. In Israel, it's all supposed to be blended into one personality.
That's what Israel is.
Yeah. Yes.
It's also blended, you say?
Blended, yes.
And therefore?
And therefore, you have Israelis are supposed to have all the traits. Yeah. Okay, just exaggerated.
And in Persia?
I don't know. I don't know enough about Persians.
Yeah.
What? No, Americans don't have this. American amazing thing about Americans don't have their own intrinsic traits.
Yeah, that's
true. Yeah. Unlike any other country in the world.
Well, I think Americans have traits. They're very laid back and not observant.
Who laid back? Saying the last time we're sad.
As in California. What?
You were saying the last time we're sad or we're all on Prozac, we're sad and we try to hide it.
That's true. Maybe that is the trait of America. Yeah. That's a good point. Yes.
I heard you study Arabs just so you can tell people that they're sinners.
Yes.
You're good.
Well, are you going to study anything and say you're sinners? You know, why Arabs? You could study the
Arabs. Affects your people.
It's a lot of fun to go and tell fun to get it as possible. you have to experience it.
In America, what large communities have Hasidic
Arabs? Almost all of them.
Really? Well, like you got to know.
I don't know. I don't want to say about specific communities.
Well, I
live
there.
They don't have any.
We have to go look.
If we don't know,
you live there.
We don't know about it.
Are you saying it's impossible?
It's better if you not to know. No, months they're not saying it. It used to be.
Okay,
I'm Sweden and there.
So now he says, continuing on Reb Tzedek here, he says, that there's the pasuk, there's one pasuk which says that the Yetzer Hara leaves all the nations of the world and tries to provoke the Jews to sin, and Talmidei Chachamim more than other Jews, and he says because. These spiritual powers of evil desires, which Hashem willed to exist in this world, have a nature to try and come closer to the Jews. And Chazal say that the non-Jews really should never have been afflicted by the ailments of which make a Jew a Zav or a Metzora. Zav is some sort of sexually transmitted disease, and Metzora is what's called leprosy, although it's not actually leprosy. So these diseases, he says, really only the Jews should have them, Chazal say. The only reason why non-Jews, because they come as a result of bad desires. And the only reason why non-Jews get them is that they shouldn't mock the Jews. Because really, all these things are made for the Jews. They're made to tempt the Jews, to get them to sin, to put them out into difficult situations.
Well,
what?
Being a Zav tempts you to sin. It's an effect. It should determine. It's a deterrent.
That's what?
The sexual disease, right?
Yeah.
It's a deterrent from sin.
It's a punishment.
So that should deter you.
Yeah.
It will make you to sin. It will deter you from sin.
Right, so if it's made for him, why should the nations of the world get it?
Also deterrent.
No, that's what he wants to say. He wants to say that really, what Chazal is trying to tell us is that that these forces, which are really meant to specifically tempt and test the Jews, the only reason non-Jews get it is that they shouldn't think they're superior.
But
it's a very radical statement on his part, don't get me wrong, but that's the statement he's making. Yeah.
The Satan, you said that they have a Ruach of Tumah.
Yeah.
So how come you don't have Ruach of Tumah to do in a very like, either cheeseburger, Machal Shabbos, eat Shabbos,
I mean, wear
Shabbos, eat a cheeseburger, Machal Shabbos. There's a lot of other levers. Why don't you have those tivers do instead of the tivers of, I don't know how to say this nicely, the tivers of rice.
It seems that anything at this taiva, this desire for with the sexual desire, is necessary for the world to exist, and therefore, and can have positive results, and therefore, because it is positive, it is much more prevalent. There would be no positive results to liking clothes with shotness. Right, so therefore it's much harder to get into such a situation.
What about
Shabbos?
Shabbos.
What?
Shabbos? No.
I don't think people have a taiva to be Mechal Shabbos. I think people do it out of expedience.
Yeah.
People have the taiva to be Mechal Shabbos. Taiva Mechal Shabbos means I would have an irresistible urge to turn on a light.
Yeah.
No.
I had that when I started giving Shabbos. I did. That.
Okay, so that was a brief amount
like
of time.
It's like a withdrawal effect, you know?
Yeah, it's a withdrawal
no
effect.
No one has the time to run to a McDonald's and to buy a cheese.
I'm sure some people do.
In the beginning
they
do.
In the beginning they do. That's
so
a withdrawal effect.
Because the entire attention on the level he could get you, so most of us in here are not on that level.
Yes, that's true. That's because I'll say, Ruban, Miuta Barayos, a minority of people are caught by the HR of Arias. Ruban, majority of people are caught by the HR of Gezel, of theft. And the Kulon, all people, are gotten by Avak Lashon Hara. Everybody tells Lashon Hara. So they have, not direct necessarily Lashon Hara, but you know,
but then the Gemara says that Roy
I know, that's another very sad statement, true.
Wait,
most thieves are Jewish.
That's such a shitty statement.
Wait, most thieves are Jewish or most Jews are thieves?
No, most thieves are Jewish.
That's impossible.
We're talking about including white collar crimes. In a location where Jews live, not all over the world, not global. It seems to have been a specific place where they had this. And I think it was on Wall Street, probably.
If you define out the rest of the world, it's a meaningless statement. If you
right, no. That same Rove Gambi so is referring to a specific place and a specific halachic application. The other statement, which is that minority people succumb to licentious behavior, majority to theft, and everybody to Lashon Hara, that is a statement of fact. In other words, everybody speaks in a way which is at some point improper. Most people engage in theft in some way, shape, or form during their lifetime, right? And a minority of people, but a large minority, engage in improper sexual behavior.
Such as the community.
Minority.
Adultery and stuff?
Adult? No, yeah, and even hotel zero about all?
That's considered a Gila Zaraya?
Yeah.
You said it wasn't Gila Zaraya.
Sexual sins. But they're not talking about Gila Zaraya in terms of Yehorek Val Yabor. They're talking about sins which have to do with that desire.
So even today, a minority of Bukhrim have ever committed this sin?
I think a minority, yeah.
Oh,
You think it's a majority?
Yeah, I think it's
over 90%.
I don't think it's a majority.
No, I'm just saying, like, I don't think it's a majority.
I don't think it's a majority.
In a Western culture...
Deliberately.
What's the difference?
We have a culture that's toward, like, the Hall of America. Hello?
Yeah, but
the joke of the Seinfeld talked about it in public on TV, like 15 years ago.
Yeah, but what are all those from kids in life?
I mean, Kavya Shah was doing 200 years ago.
Yeah.
Who was Kavya Shah?
I can't, we don't have statistics.
What about all 3,000 from kids in Muncie and the rest of America? We're talking majority, not like... Not the isolated from community.
I read a sheltered lifestyle, obviously, but I never heard of this phenomenon occurring in yeshivas until I was in my mid 20s.
MTA, right?
No, in yeshiva place. What? That kids involve themselves in kids in yeshivas are involved and talk about their.
What's that
there about
that? Would
that ever be? That's so sad. Okay, I have a question. Okay, so why is it that when the Rabbanim were misbehaved that Hashem take away the Yetzirah to for Avodah Zarah, right? And we also included in that tefillah the Yetzirah for Gilui Arise.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
That's
right. Yeah.
Then why, and then when we were
misbehaved
to take that
Yetzirah back, why couldn't we
ask Hashem to exclude, you know, adultery and other stuff?
They asked them to. They excluded some stuff.
Yeah.
It says that they excluded the Yetzirah for a person's relatives, for incest. In other words, there is no Yetzirah for incest.
So people.
Now there used to be. It doesn't mean it doesn't happen, of course, but the HR is not there.
You should know in the ancient, I read ancient books, in like the Greek Hellenist and all the Roman whatever, it was very common for the kings and queens, they didn't want people to marry into each other, so it was very common for them to have a child with either a daughter or a sister and a brother.
Mm-hmm.
It was very common for that in ancient.
Yeah.
The Egyptians were very.
That's why you became queen. They had a genetic problem.
Okay, but I think we have to stop. Can we go back to learning math next week?
Yeah.
Please? Next Monday?
Maybe
it was on Friday night.
Oh, wait, Friday night.
Do you have a question?
What?